From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
August 30th. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it. First from Hackaday. Lazy UA to smoother FDM 3D prints.
Now, not everyone minds the characteristic layered lines you get with Firmament Deposition Modeling FDM 3D prints, but sometimes you need a smooth surface. If so, we might go for Filling Primer, Bondo, or maybe break out the ABS and Vapor Smooth.
Well, I Changed a Thing has an alternate suggestion. Lasers.
Laser melting can smooth the walls on a print or the top surfaces, as he shows in two different videos, both embedded below.
The results look roughly similar to vapor smoothing, without the chemical exposure, small risk of explosion.
Next, second from Slashdot.
Google's AI-powered lifestyle app Dream Beans now free in the US. Google's new app, Dream Beans, is now free for users in the US, and it's powered by their AI assistant, Gemini. This app pulls data from your Google services like Gmail and Calendar to create personalized daily stories meant to inspire you.
It's like a tailored version of Google Now, but instead of stock photos, you get unique artwork generated by AI that visually represents the stories it suggests. Dream Beans limits the number of stories you receive each day, usually between 10 to 40, to help combat doom scrolling.
The idea is to provide just enough inspiration to motivate you to step away from your screen and engage with the world.
You can also interact with the app through an Ask Anything feature and give feedback on the stories it curates for you.
Privacy seems to be a priority here too.
Only you can see the stories and you have control over which Google services you connect.
Plus, you can delete your data whenever you want.
It's interesting to see how companies are focusing on reducing phone addiction while still using AI to enhance our lives.
Up next, third from XDA developers. This open source Windows alternative looks like XP, and it just got a huge update. React OS is an intriguing project that blends the familiarity of Windows with the flexibility of open source software. It's designed to mimic the Windows XP interface, which is nostalgic for many, while allowing users to run Windows applications without needing a full Windows installation.
The recent update has brought significant improvements under the hood, enhancing compatibility with Windows software and refining system performance.
What's fascinating is how React OS is not just a clone, but a unique operating system that aims to provide a seamless experience for users who want the best of both worlds.
The developers have been focusing on making the system more stable and user-friendly, which is a big step forward.
If you're someone who enjoys tinkering with tech or just wants a lightweight alternative to Windows, React OS could be worth exploring.
It's still a work in progress, but the updates show promise for a more robust experience. It's like finding a hidden gem that could cater to both nostalgia and modern needs.
And then, fourth from XDA developers.
Windows 11 is warning people that Defender antivirus has been turned off, but don't worry, says Microsoft. So, here's the scoop on Windows 11 and those pesky notifications about Microsoft Defender antivirus being turned off. It turns out, the system is just being a bit overzealous.
Microsoft has acknowledged that many users are receiving alerts saying Defender is disabled, even when it's actually running just fine.
It's a bit of a glitch in the notification system, rather than a real security issue.
What's interesting is that Defender is designed to kick in automatically when you start up
Windows 11,
so it's usually a reliable choice for keeping your system secure.
If you're seeing those warnings, it's probably just a false alarm.
Microsoft is working on a fix, so hang tight if you're feeling anxious about your security.
In the meantime, you can check your security settings directly in the Windows Security app to confirm that everything is operating as it should.
It's always a good idea to double check, but for now, it seems like there's no need to panic.
Just a little hiccup in the software, and they are on it.
Next, fifth from Scandad Lights.
Saved plus collected, August almost over.
Hi there, and happy weekend.
As I work on finally finishing a few longer pieces I have in the pipeline, I'm sharing a slightly shorter saved plus collected this week.
And what a week it's been, work travel followed by yet another trip to the ER, this time with my eldest and a fractured wrist.
Never a dull moment over here.
As always, you can follow along on Instagram, where I'm going to try to be a little better about posting it in between bits of life too.
Up next, sixth from Rock Minikus.
Bumper bank holiday bundle.
This bank holiday weekend we're going full Sunday newspaper supplement travel cooking. Opinion the lot.
Yes, someone ate their Weetabix.
This dinner idea comes courtesy of my mother-in-law, Fleur.
After 6+ hours travelling down, she greeted us with a tray of Dauphinoise potatoes, just out of the oven heaven.
And an entire side of baked salmon with roasted homegrown cherry tomatoes and courgettes.
She served it with lemon mayonnaise on the side and homemade ice cream after, and why yes, I am very fortunate in my mother-in-law.
And then,
seventh from Emerging AI,
Apple's new Mac Mini M6 for local AI.
Local AI models have really improved, with sizes like QN 3.827 billion at 18 GB and OpenAI's GPT OS 20 billion at 14 GB. Making them manageable on a new Mac Mini. With up to 32 GB of unified memory, it's becoming feasible to run your own AI without feeling like you're conducting a science experiment.
However, if you're considering this option, it's worth noting that the base model might not be the best choice for serious users. You'll want to think about your needs before diving in.
Next, eighth from Exponential View.
Unbounded self-improvement and its limits #589.
So, there's this interesting discussion about AI and recursive self-improvement, which is basically how AI could potentially improve itself over time. philosopher Tobit Orr dives into this, suggesting that while it's theoretically possible for AI to keep getting smarter without limits, the practical hurdles are significant. The time it takes for AI to improve itself, what he calls generation time, can't just vanish. Real-world factors like training and experimentation take time, and even physics puts a cap on things. On a different note, open-weight models are gaining traction in the business world.
They are becoming more popular because companies can fine-tune these models to perform specific tasks better and at a lower cost than the big closed models.
For instance, Bridgewater's collaboration with thinking machines led to impressive results, outperforming closed models while being much cheaper. OpenAI's new chip, Jalapeno, is another fascinating development. It was designed with help from AI models, cutting down design time significantly and outperforming NVIDIA's chips in efficiency. The shift towards customized chips for AI tasks is changing the landscape, leading to a more segmented market rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. Overall, it seems like AI is evolving in ways that challenge our previous assumptions about its capabilities and the hardware that supports it.
It's a dynamic field, and I'm curious to see where it all leads.
Up next, Ninth from Tailbones. Some fool smashed the jar.
At long last, we're nearing the end of my summer hiatus, and I'm so very excited to jump back into posting regular fiction here on Tailbones.
Note, if you're new around here, I invite you to check out my Start Here page to get a sense of who I am and what I usually write, since this post is a little bit of an outlier.
And then,
10th from Rich on Tech. Save money on home internet, removing hidden PC malware and choosing the right TV antenna 1 and 1089, August 29, 2026.
I was digging into the internet plan checker lately and realized most of us are still stuck on the same bundle we signed up for years ago.
If you haven't refreshed your comparison in 6 months, pull up Speedtest Directory, the FCC map, or AllConnect.
They'll flag any fiber or cable options that suddenly popped up in your zip code, and even 5G home or satellite deals that might beat your current price per gig.
The trick is to look at the actual speed you get during peak hours, not just the advertised max, and then match that to what you really use.
On the PC side, I found a handful of low-profile malware that hides in the background, siphoning bandwidth and inflating your data usage.
A quick run with a reputable anti-malware scanner, something that checks for crypto miners and ad injectors, usually clears it out.
After the scan, give your router a firmware update and change the admin password. It's surprising how often the default creds are still active and give a foothold to these scripts.
Lastly, the TV antenna thing is easier than it sounds.
Most people grab a generic UHF antenna and wonder why the picture is spotty. The sweet spot is a directional antenna tuned to the specific broadcast towers in your area checker site, like AntennaWeb for the exact frequencies. A modestly sized rotatable model can pull in both VHF and UHF signals, giving you a cleaner lineup without the monthly streaming fees.
It's a small tweak, but the picture quality jump feels worth the modest investment.
That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
Want this every morning?
It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.